the subscription revenue and whatever your subscription price is, it doesn't necessarily dictate the success or failure of your OnlyFans site. That's just one way of making money on OnlyFans. And there are many, many other ways.
Welcome back to On the Horizon. This is Melrose Michaels. I am your host, and I'm here to share what's worked for me in building my adult creator business to try to make building yours just a little bit easier. Let's get into today's episode. All right, CEO Squad, welcome back to the podcast. This is a little bit of a different episode. It's going to be a one-off episode. This one is specifically for the new or aspiring, you know, OnlyFans type of creator. We have a ton of veterans that listen to our stuff and tune in for our content, you know, across all of our channels, across Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, what have you. But I realized at some point, because we're getting, you know, specific beginner type of questions, that we've never just outlined, you know, like how to start an OnlyFans for beginners. So I feel like this would be a useful episode to just have out there in the ether for, you know, the new or aspiring creators that are looking to start an OnlyFans or looking to get involved on a platform. So some of this stuff is going to be useful, you know, across whatever platform you're joining, but most of it is going to be geared specifically to OnlyFans. So let's jump into it. Starting an OnlyFans as a beginner is probably going to seem a little bit daunting, but with the right strategy and approach, it's going to be possible to find success. So this is going to be kind of a mini guide to walk you through the process of setting up your OnlyFans and gaining your first subscribers. The first step in starting an OnlyFans is definitely going to be to pick a niche. So you've probably heard it before from your favorite creators, mainstream creators, YouTube creators, Instagram influencers, what have you. But picking a niche and having a niche is super, super important. If you are an aspiring adult creator and you have, you know, looked into what other creators are up to, what other creators are doing, you've probably started to see niches start to stand out, I guess would be the way to phrase it. Like, you'll notice certain social promotion or social content that focuses around cosplay or that focuses around a gaming, but it's very spicy. So when you're considering going into this space, having a niche and identifying a niche is going to be very valuable. So your niche is going to be the main content idea that your OnlyFans will revolve around. Popular niches on the platform include gamer girl, hot wife, amateur, and more. If you're stuck for ideas or you're not really sure what your niche is, you could head over to adult tube sites and kind of see what content is out there, what kind of content you're interested in making. And then also, after enough time in the industry, you're going to start to gauge what the market decides content-wise it wants from you. So you'll put out a piece of content, it'll do really well or it'll perform, you know, less well, and that's going to help you kind of navigate and make decisions about what content you make next. And I'm not saying this is like the be-all end-all. If one video flops, it doesn't mean don't make that content ever again. It just gives you kind of a guidance or a path forward on like, oh, that thing did like outstandingly well. I made a ton of sales off of that. I should do something like that again. So when you see things that perform well or above average, just make a note of it and take into consideration the next time you go to film. So now it's going to be time to think of a posting schedule. So OnlyFans can be really time consuming. So it's really crucial to plan ahead. So consider how often you want to post and, you know, dedicate time for shooting that content. Building a backlog of content can be really helpful, especially if you have other commitments outside of your OnlyFans. So if you have a 9-to-5 job still, which I'm sure most of you who are just getting into this probably do, making sure that your schedule can accommodate not just filming, but also editing, also uploading, also scheduling, also interacting with fans and DMs. These are important things to consider in terms of time intensity. Then it's going to come to setting up your actual profile, which I'm sure you probably thought would be the first step, but it's definitely not. It should be more in 3 or 4. So when you are creating an OnlyFans account, it's going to be similar to signing up for any other social media platform. So you're going to need to choose a username and a display name. Your username acts as part of the URL of your profile. So it is important to choose something that you won't regret. And if you really want to be savvy, use something that's going to help with search engine optimization, that's going to help you rank in Google searches, it's going to help you stand out. Having a unique username or back half of a URL, it can really help a page grow. So don't overlook that part. That can be super, super beneficial. So your display name is going to be what is shown to the general public and your subscribers. So incorporating your niche into your display name can make you more memorable, or it could help with SEO as well. So things to consider. Then you are going to add your profile image and your banner image. And this is really crucial for attracting subscribers. So if you think about the things that people can see on your page, if you're unfamiliar, when a user or a fan comes to an OnlyFans page, the only thing they can see is your profile image, your banner cover image, and your written bio. So you really want to optimize all of these spaces. So having a profile image that's super enticing, bright colors, things that capture attention, really, really good things to aim for in that space. Or if you're in a certain niche of creator, if you're a fetish, making sure you have a fetishy profile picture, something in leather, something in black, whatever it might be. If you are a cosplayer, using a cosplay profile image is going to be way more useful. So think about these things when you're considering niche and how you set up your profile. And then in that banner image space, this is like prime real estate. It is a huge photo, like a horizontal photo that acts as a banner on your page. And what I like to encourage creators to do, and this is something I do, and I tell people to just copy me and do the same thing because it's been so useful. But when you're first starting out, this won't be something you can do. But once you've been around and you've been on OnlyFans for a little bit, you can absolutely do this. And that is screenshot your fans when they tell you nice things on OnlyFans. Like they say that video was awesome, or you're so beautiful, or I've loved every interaction with you, or you always respond quickly to me. Any of that positive feedback in DMs from your fans is going to go a long way. So screenshot that and take all of those little screenshots of nice things fans have told you and go over to Canva and make a Canva project. The one I believe I used is the Twitter banner. The Twitter banner works pretty closely to the same size as an OnlyFans banner. So if you go into Canva, create a Twitter banner, and then what you do is you upload all of those positive fan feedback messages into Canva, and you kind of make them into this beautiful collage across this Twitter banner. Then you're going to save it and you're going to upload it as your OnlyFans banner. So the purpose of this is that when someone comes to your OnlyFans site and they see your beautiful profile pic, they see your bio, and then they see all of these testimonials of fans that have had awesome experiences with you, it's going to help them feel safe subscribing and feel safe spending money with you because there's social proof that you have delivered for your fans. So something to consider if you want to be really high level and really strategic about using that OnlyFans banner in a meaningful way. This is the way that I choose to do it, and I highly recommend other people do the same. So then you're going to upload that profile pic, that banner, and you're going to move on to your bio. So your bio description is equally as important because it plays a major role in converting visitors into paying subscribers. So you're going to want to be clear, you're going to want to be specific and concise in describing what you offer on OnlyFans. When you're doing this, something to consider is that your bio is SEO optimized for the search engines like Google, etc. So if there are things you offer and you have extra real estate or extra space after you've described what your OnlyFans, is for, how you post, etc., you're going to want to add in keywords of things you offer. So like for me, example, I have my whole bio, and then at the bottom, I have a bunch of words all kind of divided up by commas, like word, comma, word, comma, word, comma. And those are all just to act as keywords to help traffic organically come to my site. So in that area, I'll have things like video calls. I'll have things like sexting. I'll have things like redhead. I'll have things like toys. I'll have things like girl, girl. Whatever kinds of things I offer, I will cram in as keywords at the bottom of my bio if I wasn't able to work it in organically in the bio to begin with. So another little pro tip there for you if you are just getting started. The next step is going to be verifying your OnlyFans account. It is absolutely necessary before adding your payment information. So no, you cannot make money on OnlyFans unless you have verified your account. And with that, it means you are giving OnlyFans your legal ID as verification, and you're going to go through this complete verification process. So when you are in adult entertainment, contrary to what propaganda people try to feed you and what far-right religious groups try to tell people, it is actually a big bar to reach to be able to post adult content on OnlyFans or online to actual adult sites. So you are going to have to submit a photo of your ID back in front. You're going to have to submit a photo of you holding your ID by your face to verify you have that ID in your hand and it is you, your face that matches the face on the ID. And then in addition to that, OnlyFans is going to have you go through a biometric face scan process where, kind of like with Siri, it's going to, you know, you're going to scan a QR code. It's going to open up a website on your phone. You're going to hold your phone, your front-facing camera, to frame your face. And then you're going to slowly turn your head left, right. I believe you don't have to do up and down, but maybe that'll change by the time this is heard by you guys. But you kind of do that process like you do with Siri when you're adding Face ID to your Apple iPhone. So you're going to like hold the phone in front of you, frame your face in the camera, and then turn left and right. So literally it can scan your face. So once you get through all three of those steps, OnlyFans is going to take a little bit and they're going to approve your account. Once you get approved on OnlyFans, you can do the final step, which is adding your payment information to the platform so that you can start earning some money. So if you were going to this completely, you know, fresh, new, out the gate, something you might want to consider is creating a separate bank account for your OnlyFans income to simplify, you know, your tax payments. We do pay taxes, lots of them, because we are 1099 or W-9 contractors. And if you do want to have your bank account separated out, you could consider opening an LLC and, you know, actually creating a proper business entity and then having a business bank account going into this, which would probably be beneficial if you plan to take this super seriously. So after setting up your profile and all of that, now it is time for you to actually start your OnlyFans. So you get the opportunity to choose between a free page or a paid page. While a free page might attract a larger audience more easily, a paid page allows you to monetize right from the start. So you're going to want to, you know, choose between one or the other. Ultimately, you can have two. So you can have a free page and a paid page. You do need to go through the sign up process a second time. And then on the back end, once you're approved for your second OnlyFans page, you can link them. So up to you. There's benefits to both. And I have another podcast episode dedicated to how to monetize a free OnlyFans page. So if you want to check that out after this one, you can definitely do that. But that's going to take us into this next concept, which is how do you price your VIP or your subscription OnlyFans page? If you're enjoying this podcast episode so far, please take one moment to share it with another one of your adult content creator friends, because you know what the rule is here. We do not gatekeep, and we want to make as many adult creators' businesses as easy as possible. And you sharing this episode with them might do exactly that. Thanks so much in advance. So you want to price it as something that's affordable at a monthly rate, considering that you're probably new, you probably don't have a ton of followers or a huge fan base to monetize right away. So what the average creator and kind of market value is for OnlyFans at the moment, present day when I'm recording this anyway, is $3.99 for the first month, or $3 for the first month, and then it rebills or renews, you know, the subscription hits and charges the fan again at around $9.99 or $10. So that's pretty standard. That's what a lot of creators are at. You can definitely start there. You can start higher if you'd like, but that's kind of what we're seeing market-wide right now. What I would say is to adjust your price based on the kind of content you make. If you're making really extreme stuff, OnlyFans is probably going to flag it and remove it. There are better platforms like that, like, you know, LoyalFans or Clip Stores and things. But if you're making really crazy stuff that's hard to make, maybe, you know, really involved cosplays that are very expensive to produce because of the costume, because of the makeup, because of the set, all of these things, then you might want to offer a higher subscription price. But remember, you know, most of the money made on OnlyFans, at least for people who are really engaged in their OnlyFans, typically does happen in DMs direct with users when you are sending them content to unlock, etc. So the subscription revenue and whatever your subscription price is, it doesn't necessarily dictate the success or failure of your OnlyFans site. That's just one way of making money on OnlyFans. And there are many, many other ways. So one of those other ways that I already touched on is DMing fans. So in your settings, you're going to see an option to create a welcome message. And this is really important because this welcome message is automated. So as soon as a fan subscribes to your site, you know, they've submitted their subscription fee to you, they're going to get this automated welcome message DM'd right to them the minute that they're active. So this is nice because it kind of starts that process and automates that process of engaging them in the DMs. And then you just need to respond to them and, you know, keep the conversation going. So creating a good welcome message is really, really important. And it's a really good way that you engage with new subscribers and monetize them, you know, from the first moment. One of the things I always suggest for a welcome message is to give them three options. So like, hi, welcome to my page. My name is so-and-so. Really, your intro should be like 1 to 2 sentences, super short and sweet. Hi, I'm so-and-so. Yes, this is really me. This is my page. Glad to have you a part of it. And then say, to hop in the deep end, or like, you know, say whatever language you'd want. But to get started, how about I send you option A, option B, or option C? And how I would break these down is option A should be something very entry-level cheap. So I would say like asking for a $3 tip for X thing, usually like one video. Option B should be a mid-level thing, but it's not going to be right in the middle. We're actually going to price it slightly higher towards the top price that we're going to do for option 3 or option C. So let's say option B is $7.99 for 5 videos. And then let's say option C is $9.99 for 10 videos. If you have option A, which is, you know, $3.99 for one thing, so $3 for one thing, then you have option B, which is $7.99 or $7 for 5 things. But then for $2 more, you have option C, which is $9.99 for double the things, for 10 things. So if you're not going to do the smallest option because you don't want to spend money, then it doesn't even make sense to do the middle option because of the way it's priced, which this is a sales psychology trick that gets people to move and pay for the most expensive thing because you purposely make the middle option not make sense to do. You skew it towards the higher priced option so that they feel that they're getting more value by spending on the expensive thing. And this is something we all do. If you think of the last time you went to a movie theater, this is the common one that people talk about, is like you have option A of small popcorn, option B of medium popcorn, or option C of big popcorn. But the option B, this medium popcorn, is only $1 less than the big popcorn. So of course you're just going to get the big popcorn. So you want to think about your welcome message in the three things that you offer in your welcome message. If you use this strategy the same way, you want to skew that middle option to be silly to choose and make that largest, most expensive option kind of so much value for money. And this is going to get you that bigger tip right out the gate off of an automated welcome message. So again, another pro tip, little gem there for you. Now, while you're in settings, after you've done your welcome message, you're also going to see that you can restrict countries from reaching your profile for greater anonymity. You know the word I'm trying to say, guys, the one that keeps you anonymous. While I will say this caveat that there is no being anonymous on the internet. Like, if you're going into this with this idea that you can do it and no one will find out, you're going to do sex work and no one will find out, you're going to do adult content and no one will find out, I'm telling you, they will find out, especially in the day and age that we live in where algorithms feed social media. As soon as you launch a social account dedicated to your adult persona, you're probably going to be pushed to suggested friends of everyone you actually know in real life. Everyone that you've been on their Wi-Fi connection, these things are very real. So maybe back in the day, you could be anonymous on the internet. You really can't anymore. And I don't want anyone going into adult having this expectation that they can get away with it or they'll be the ones that no one knows. It's very, very unlikely. I would confidently say impossible. The only maybe caveat being if you are a no-face creator and you're just not showing your face in content and you have no tattoos or birthmarks on your body, then maybe you have a shot. But for the people that are not that exception, please don't go into this with your eyes closed or, you know, a naivety that no one's going to find out, because it will be haunting you, for one, that this content is out there, and two, you will be so distraught and destroyed once someone finds out about it. So go into this, if you're going to, with confidence and an actual plan and a strategy for making this work for you. Because just like you can't be half pregnant, you can't be half important, you can't be half an adult. It's just not something that's going to be sustainable, and it's not going to be good for your mental well-being. So keep these things in mind. Once your profile page is set up, it is, of course, time to start producing content. So you're going to need to create a few different kinds of content. You're going to need content for your OnlyFans page. You're going to need content for social media promotion. And then you're going to need content for pay-per-view, like DMs, things that people pay to see. So the content that's for your OnlyFans page is not necessarily explicit. You could be posting, you know, spicy Instagram style pics on your feed if you choose to run your page that way, and then keep the really explicit stuff for pay-per-view or unlocked messages in your DMs with fans. So depending what strategy you want to use to run your page, the content you create, where you distribute it, and how you
monetize it might be different, but overall, you're still going to need three kinds of content. You're going to need whatever you're posting to your OnlyFans page in general. You're going to need content for social media, because that's how you're going to attract fans and subscribers to your OnlyFans page. And then you're going to need content that you have locked that people have to pay per view, or the content you're going to monetize. Now, you're going to want to post high quality content to your OnlyFans page in order to, you know, retain subscribers, and then use toned down content for social media promotion, and save your explicit stuff for, again, the paywall or the pay-per-view messages. This is important because our social medias as adult creators are always at risk. So play the long game on social. It doesn't make sense to try and, you know, do something really, really spicy or really, really flashy or risque on social media and then just lose your entire account. Because it literally takes away your livelihood. Like, building a social media profile, that is how you get traffic. That is how you get clicks. That is how you get people to head over to your spicy pages and platforms. So the safer you play it on social media, especially if you have just a completely safer work social media, like, make it about you as a person, maybe about fashion, make it about fitness, make it about a safer work brand, and then people will find their way over to your OnlyFans. Like, you don't have to be making crazy reels, like, up your skirt to get people to head over to your OnlyFans link. You don't have to be that extreme. So play it safe on social. It really is a long game. Like, the best thing for you is if your Instagram actually lasts 5 years, and in that time you reach a million followers. What you don't want to happen is what most of us creators have done and are dealing with, where we get deleted once a year or three times a year, and we're starting over, constantly losing our fan bases. And in the meantime, all of these catfish accounts will pop up and they will rip off your fans and take money out of your pocket. So again, play it safe with social, play it for the long game that it actually is. Do not make my mistakes. And beyond that, I guess your first post on OnlyFans, it should really be to introduce yourself, you know, and tell your subscribers what they can expect from you. This should be like a little intro video or a welcome video, and then you're going to want to post that to your feed, and you're going to pin it to the top. So once you make a post on OnlyFans, there's going to be like a little button that is like three dots or something, and I think it's in the top right side, where you can click that, and there's going to be an option in a drop down that says pin this to your feed. That's what you want to post, and it's going to pin your welcome message to the top of your feed. So everything you post after that to your feed will be below that welcome message, so that when new fans join your page, they see that, they can see what your page is about, they'll hear your explanation of it, you'll set their expectations. This is a really good strategy to use on your feed. I would suggest that you aim to post content to your feed at least once a day, especially in the beginning, and then just dedicate specific days for content creation and editing. I think this is important because consistency is key, and it is king in this game of content creation. So whatever you're going to be able to consistently do over long enough time, that is what I suggest you do. You don't need expensive equipment to create really high quality content. I always tell creators that a smartphone, it will suffice. A ring light, a clip-on light to your phone is actually what I use these days. And I do have expensive setups for photography and cinematography, but I just don't use them. They're not useful enough. They take too long to set up, too long to break down. I can't move them around my house. You know, it ultimately comes down to my tiny little tripod that collapses down to nothing and gets as big as 6 feet tall, my iPhone, and my clip-on ring light. So that's what I'm currently using. If you're curious about the exact tools I'm using, we actually have them linked. So if you go over to our Instagram or our Twitter bio and you click on it, the bottom of the page is going to be creator resources. It's under affiliate links, and you can see the exact things I use there. So feel free to head over to solo.to/SWCEO. That's solo.to/SWCEO if you want to see what my actual current equipment and setup is. It's super, super simple, especially great for travel too, because I do travel a lot now to collab with other creators, and having this ready to go has been a lifesaver. Now, the last thing I want to touch on is really, I guess, the last core thing. This isn't the last thing I'm going to say, but the last core thing I'm going to touch on is considering a good DMCA service. So DMCA is a service that will, you know, send out legal DMC notices for leaked content and get it removed off the internet. So a lot of our content as creators eventually gets leaked. There's bad actors and fans that really don't support you that will just go and download all your content, and they'll post it to tube sites or forums, and you don't want that. Not only because you're not getting paid for it, but also because it can really, over the long term, damage your brand. So what you're going to want to do is have some kind of service, a DMCA removal service, that takes down content like this, keeping it all secured
in your OnlyFans or in your paywall, whatever that platform may be, so that you are making money off of it and people aren't stealing it and enjoying it for free. So the only DMCA service I recommend is Certas DMCA. That's C-E-A-R-T-A-S DMCA. I suggest them and I recommend them because they are the number one DMCA content takedown platform and service in the world, bar none, mainstream, adult, doesn't matter. They protect a lot of people. They do a lot of really phenomenal work, and they're who I use personally. So if you aren't using a DMCA currently because you're just starting out, that's totally cool. But just make a note of this and look at them for the future. Because once you start getting a lot of content up on your page, it's going to be up elsewhere. And you're going to want to make sure you have people you trust that can help take that down. And Certas DMCA is definitely that. Now you're going to promote your OnlyFans. This is crucial for gaining the subscribers. So OnlyFans doesn't have any kind of internal search algorithm or traffic. Most people don't know that. All of the traffic you get in terms of fans or subscribers on OnlyFans, you have to bring them there. Like you don't just get them because you launched a page. You have to bring people there. And that's why having that social media and playing it for the long game is so important, because it is all of your traffic. So all of those followers, you want to turn into fans because of how they, you know, interact with you on social media and learn to fall in love with you over time. And then those fans head over to your platform. So again, this is why promotion is so important and why being safe on social is so important, because it's better to be around for longer than to have to constantly start over. So be engaged on your social, drive people to your platform. And what I would say is use some kind of, you know, link in bio landing page. A lot of people use beacons.ai. A lot of people will use, what's another one? Tap My Bio was one I saw a lot. I use solo.to, not for any particular reason. I don't know. I liked that I could put YouTube videos embedded in it for other reasons. But using a link in bio lander is going to help add just a layer of safety, because some people have lost their Instagram accounts by linking directly to OnlyFans pages. So food for thought, something to consider. You can usually get those link in bio landing pages completely for free. They'll just be branded with whatever the company's name is. So if it's from Beacons AI, it might say Beacons AI with their logo, but it's still free and worth doing. So another thing to consider. And then I just want to leave on this note, I guess, is that starting an OnlyFans as a new creator, it's going to require planning and dedication and a lot of work. And it actually does take strategy and business savvy to build a successful, lucrative page and platform. So if you're considering this because you're like, oh, I see all these articles coming out about, you know, X creator made $1 million on OnlyFans and X person made $3 million on OnlyFans, launched it to the day they turned 18, et cetera, et cetera. Those people are the exceptions. So I want that to be very clear. Those people are the exceptions. Me as an independent creator reaching, you know, the milestones I'm at, I am an outlier in that reality. And that's because I have a business background to support the way that I do things. And most creators don't have that. So if you're going into this thinking it's a money grabber, you know, a quick way to make cash, you're probably wrong, and you're probably going to be really disappointed, because what you're actually signing up for is a business, and businesses take a lot more work than jobs do. So if you are considering this seriously, know that you are committing to something in the length of time that probably looks like a decade. I've been doing this 12 years as of recording this episode, and I can tell you that it has always been challenging, sometimes more so than others. It has never once been easy, and it has taken a lot of time and dedication to get to where I've finally arrived at, and I'm still not done. So unless you're approaching this like a really long-term vision that you plan to stick around and commit to because you'd rather do this than something else, and this is more suited for you than something else, and you know, you are comfortable with all of the other things that come along with this career, being stigma, being discrimination, being everything, that's when you should move forward and take the plunge. But if it's not for that, then I just don't think you should do it. And I think you should exercise caution, because it's not the easy path. So all of that to be said, hopefully if you're new and you're aspiring, this guide helps you out. I hope I didn't just scare everyone the fuck away from this. I love my career. I would absolutely do this all over again if I had to start from nothing tomorrow. I will absolutely do this as long as I can. I am super passionate about it. It's something that I glow when I talk about. And if it doesn't do that for you, it might not be the right thing. So sending you all the love, sending you all the luck. I wish you nothing but the best in this journey. As always, follow Sex Work CEO on Twitter, Instagram. /SWCEO on YouTube so that we can help you with your journey along the way. We do all of this and we put out all this content for free so that we can make building your adult business a little bit easier than building mine was. So with that, I'll see you in the next one, CEO Squad. It would be absolutely incredible if you rated this podcast 5 stars and left a little review. We want to get this podcast to as many adult creators as possible, and you taking a second to leave a couple stars and a review really helps us do that. Thanks so much.